You will either applaud his conduct of the bench or you will deplore it, the prairie judge. It's hard to stay neutral about him, for he is surely the most candid, some have said the most reckless federal judge in the country. Miles Lord, Chief Judge of Minnesota. Recently in his courtroom, he gave a tongue-lashing to the executives of the A.H. Robbins Company, makers of the controversial Delcon Shield IUD. Angered at the Robbins executives' failure to acknowledge their personal responsibility for the injuries and even the deaths caused by their Delcon Shield, the judge charged them with corporate irresponsibility at its meanest. But 10 days ago, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals blistered him, saying the judge had crossed the line separating permissible judicial comments from impermissible public accusations. Before that appeals court reprimand, Judge Lord had surprised us by his willingness to talk to us about the tongue-lashing he gave the Robbins people.
That was pretty tough talk.
It wasn't as tough as what I should have done.
Oh, come on, that's tough talk.
I should have put him in jail.
For what?
Obstruction of justice.
That's all.
That's a very wide term for hiding documents, misrepresenting, abusing the process, delaying.
Let me read back to you a little bit of what you said to those executives in this courtroom. Today, as you sit here, you said, attempting once more to extricate yourselves from the legal consequences of your acts, none of you has faced up to the fact that more than 9,000 women claim they gave up part of their womanhood so that your company might prosper.
That's what they did. They pretended they didn't know what was happening.
If one poor young man were, without authority or consent, to inflict such damage upon one woman, he would be jailed for a good portion of the rest of his life.
And that's the truth. They go to jail, but these people can sneak up and plant something in their womb that'll poison them, kill their babies, give them retarded babies, and that's in the name of profit, and that's America? Forbid it, Almighty God.
Before he was rebuked for talk like that, he got Robbins to settle $75,000 on Diane Grudem, who had 9 operations after using the Delcon Shield.
And when you read what he called the Robbins people, did you feel...
I felt good.
Vindicated?
More so than when I got my check.
The words meant more than the money.
Oh, definitely.
In cases like that of Diane Grudem, Judge Lord personally conducted the questioning of Robbins executives during the taking of their videotaped depositions. Almost unheard of for a federal judge.
Doctor, let me tell you something. Will you listen to me, please? There's a strange reversal of roles here again today. You seem to be in charge. The judge will be the referee here. You answer the questions. If you don't do that, consequences may follow.
The Robbins Company struck back, forcing Judge Lohr to hire himself a lawyer, former Attorney General Ramsey Clark, and to appear in this courthouse not as judge, but as defendant. Robbins accused Judge Lohr of grossly abusing his office and of methodically destroying their personal and professional reputations. And the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed to hear the Robbins complaint.
They never should have listened to the lies of Robbins. They have done more to intimidate the judiciary and weaken that branch of government by that one act.
Who has done what by one?
The Court of Appeals, the chief judge, by signing, filing a personal complaint against me as though it were a criminal complaint. They have frozen the federal judiciary by this action.
Robbins and their attorney, another former attorney general, Griffin Bell, declined to grant us an interview, as did most of the judge's colleagues whom we contacted. They were reluctant to talk about him publicly. Not so Irving Younger, attorney, professor of law, and himself a former New York City judge.
What's the general perception in the legal profession, in the judicial profession, of Judge Miles Lord?
Well, here, Mike, I'm responding on the basis of a sort of street talk within the judging business.
Right.
Most judges would tend to say that what Judge Lord has done goes over the line. The judge is not someone who possesses a kind of general writ authorizing him to ride around the political landscape solving problems and putting out forest fires.
Weren't you, in effect, acting as an advocate?
At the end of that case, I had read 5 trials they had. I had all the evidence I need. I make up my mind on cases, and 2-hour study on a summary judgment motion. All judges do. This is a myth and a phony.
What's a myth and a phony?
The fact that a judge, after studying thousands of documents, can't make up his mind about anything. A blind man? Justice may be blind, but it's not dumb.
Miles Lord grew up poor in Crosby and Ironton, Minnesota, the only one of 9 brothers and sisters to finish high school. And he seems not to have forgotten where he came from.
When I have problems, when I face decisions, when I consider economic matters, social matters, law enforcement matters, I take myself back to this little town. I wonder, what would the people in Crosby Ironton say about this? I'm able to get a good deal of help in deciding what I think is right, fair, appropriate, and just.
Like many judges, Miles Lord was a politician before, and some would say after he donned that black robe. He was spawned in the same populist Minnesota tradition as his close friends Hubert Humphrey, Eugene McCarthy, and Walter Mondale. While Lord was Minnesota Attorney General, Walter Mondale was one of his assistants. The Kennedys appointed Lord U.S. Attorney in 1961, and 5 years later, Lyndon Johnson, at Hubert Humphrey's urging, named him to the federal bench. But that has hardly curbed his political candor.
Ronald Reagan worries you.
Frightens the hell out of me.
I don't believe that a federal judge is sitting here in his courtroom and talking politics with me.
Why not? Is there anybody that's had any more experience?
Nor is he afraid to take on the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, also unheard of for a fellow judge.
I think Warren Burger does a lot of things that are none of his business.
Like?
Like call up the Court of Appeals judges and say, now discipline that judge or I'll discipline him myself.
What's his job? He's the Chief Judge.
Who said he was the chief of police? That I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States against all enemies.
Judge Lord's candor, his style in the courtroom, have earned him respect, anger, and affection. Affection is apparent as he swears in 65 new American citizens. But the Minnesota press has also found reason for skepticism.
They said, Miles Lord seems to be directing a theatrical production.
I do that sometimes.
Like, for instance?
Well, the jury sits over there.
Yeah.
Certain things the lawyers say that are not supposed to be heard. The jury never listens so close. So I have this little button. That music comes right out at the jurors' knees, and they can't hear a word we lawyers, the judge and the lawyers are saying over here, you see.
And what?
Much more than music emanates from Judge Lord's courtroom. For example, a landmark ruling in favor of this woman, then a high school student. It gave her and others the chance to compete on the boys' tennis team because there was none for the girls. And more recently, a ruling that the Reagan administration had acted illegally when it denied Social Security disability benefits to thousands like Harriet Miller, who is suffering from crippling arthritis and is now forced to live on $90 a week.
They're illegally kicking these people off, and their only salvation of the federal courts. That's why I enjoined them in 8 states from doing it. Of course, that's been suspended by the Court of Appeals, but it doesn't make it wrong.
10 years ago, Miles Lord used equally tough talk and equally tough tactics when he took on another powerful company, Reserve Mining Company, for polluting the waters of Lake Superior with tons of asbestos-like particles every day. He took them on until the appeals court removed him from the case.
In effect, Judge Lord, you called the people at Reserve Mining corporate outlaws.
Well, they advertised themselves to be good corporate citizens, but they misrepresented. They hid documents that I begged them to produce. They lied and cheated. Is that a corporate outlaw?
Lord insists that he took extraordinary measures because people's lives were in danger. The circuit court removed him, they said, because he had abandoned the greatest virtue of a fair and conscientious judge, impartiality. But the court did uphold the substance of the charges against Reserve.
At one hearing, you said, I have dispensed with the usual adversary proceeding here because I simply don't have the time. to spend listening to misrepresentations by Reserve Mining Company. Couldn't you have gotten the same result conceivably with a less provocative... I mean, you were
I
really...
I could have. But the point is, are the statements true? Are they justified? Is it more important that you look impartial and let them get away with something, or that maybe you get out of character a little bit and just say, hey, that's enough of this. Stop it. People's lives are at stake. You can't do this for profit anymore.
Applause and an award in recognition of his judicial independence, courage, and integrity from the trial lawyers of America, many of whom represent individuals in suits against big corporations.
Give him hell.
I'm on the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C.
You're on it now?
I appreciate your stand. God bless you.
Thank you.
I really admire your guts. You're a hell of a man.
Thank you.
And that's...
It's not easy.
Yes, I said you're a hell of a man. That's a lot more important than being a hell of a judge.
Criminal lawyers like Ron Meshbesher don't like Miles Lord a bit. They say he's just as tough and just as unfair on their clients, alleged drug dealers and fraud artists, as he is on some corporations.
You're up against a tough fellow when you come into Miles Lord courtroom.
Exactly, because I think he's usually decided before we walk into the courtroom that the guy is guilty.
That's quite an accusation for a federal judge.
Well, that's my opinion. I've practiced before him a number of times, and I think it's probably an opinion shared by most of the criminal practitioners in our city.
That kind of criticism stings the judge. He would rather read his mail. He gets lots of it, most of it favorable.
Do you measure whether you're right or wrong by your fan mail?
This is a point.
Or by the law?
This is a point. If they say that a judge might do something that would give the appearance of impropriety, I say, as to whom? Is it the appearance of impropriety to judges or to the people of this world? I'll take the people.
Old-fashioned Minnesota populist.
Old-fashioned Minnesota humanist.
You're sure of yourself? You believe that you're talking the truth, and there's a certain arrogance about it. What about an arrogant judge who believes all of those same things, but is wrong? I mean, come on.
He can be reversed.
In fact, Judge Lord is reversed at least twice as often as the average federal judge in his district. And he's been taken off some big cases as well.
You've been removed.
I was removed from the reserve case.
You've been reprimanded.
I suppose so.
What they say...
Why don't we put it this way? I don't get along with some of those birds on the Court of Appeals.
Douglas Amdahl, Chief of the Minnesota Supreme Court.
Chief Justice Amdahl, yes.
He told us this. He said, crusaders should not decide how far the crusade should go. Miles Lord should have stayed as attorney general, a U.S. attorney. It's a polite rebuke saying, you're a partisan and not an impartial.
That's his view of the matter, and he is right. If the U.S. attorney's position were a permanent lifetime position, that's exactly where I belong.
An advocate.
As a person who can look around and see wrongdoing and do something about it. A federal judge is somewhat constrained.
Thinking about leaving the bench?
If I can leave the bench without appearing to leave under a cloud.
And this business with the Robbins Company
in
the Eighth Circuit.
If this Court of Appeals makes it appear that I have in some way transgressed, I will sit here until I'm senile. They'll have to send a committee to invite me off to the funny farm.
Well, the Eighth Circuit may want to think about setting up that committee because, as we said, they have issued a blistering opinion charging him with violating the Robbins executive's constitutional rights by making a governmental attack on their good name, reputation, honor, and community standing. Miles Lord says he was not surprised by those birds on the Court of Appeals. Ultimately, he told us what I said and what I did will be vindicated in history and in law. A.H. Robbins' reaction? The court has spoken against Judge Lord, and we are satisfied that justice has been done. And Robbins has also announced their intention to pay for the medical costs of removing any remaining Dalkon shields nationwide.